We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever thought just maybe?
What's the weather like out there?
It's hot.
It's friggin' hot. It's friggin' hot.
Ooh, heat wave.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Tell me, do you feel it? The heat is on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
It's time to party.
It's time to party.
Yeah, it is.
No, wait.
It's just Thursday.
You always find a reason to party.
Ew.
Like what?
Tomorrow's Friday.
And then suddenly it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason.
Told you.
Yay, so happy about it being Thursday. Closer to the weekend, closer to our next stop on our diner and donut tour. It is the Courtney and Company morning show off of our Courtney and Company day at the ballpark. And it was a great time. It was warm. Don't get me wrong. It was hot. It was sweaty.
It was fun.
But it was a lot of fun. Thank you to all the listeners that bought tickets and came up and hung out with us. It was really a lot of fun. We'll talk about more of Kevin's performance. How much the Cardinals highlighted our show throughout.
So cool.
The pregame and through the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it was what were your opinions of yesterday?
I thought it was great. Yeah. It was a real different vibe from last year. I think so much of that was the heat and it being a day game. Man, it was hot. But people were so great, and I thought the t-shirts looked great.
Mm-hmm.
And you covered it all. The Cardinals getting so involved in different Ferris Bueller things happening throughout the game. We had no idea when we were doing the birthday bet, and Kevin had to sing the song that we'd end up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Right. He'd sing the song in the Jumbotron, so when we'd be going through the stadium later, people would be like, hey, good job up there.
Yeah, oh, it was hilarious.
Kevin didn't take his German outfit off from Johnny Brock's. It was almost like he wanted people to know it was him.
I wanted to give people a reason to take a picture with me, I guess. But you know what? It's funny. Even my wife was like that. I think you're too comfortable in that outfit.
Well,
I was like, it was slimming.
He started getting exciting because it was a very slimming outfit for him. Although it did show, Kevin always wears an undershirt under any shirt. And yesterday with the German outfit, it's the first time I've seen Kevin's chest hair, I believe. And I told him, either have chest hair or don't. There were a few strands.
Yeah, hence, that's why I wear the undershirt.
Yeah, I get it now. I will never make fun of your undershirts anymore. But it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and we're all a little sleepy. How you doing, Lance? You had double duty.
Yeah. I should have gone to bed a little sooner than I did last night. That would have helped, but hanging in there.
What time? So you came back to the station, did your second gig here at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had a full, and then with the heat.
Yeah, it was, I don't think I actually dried off till probably about 6:30.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wringing wet.
But it was fun. We had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. I can't thank enough all the people who stood in line in the sun to come up and say kind words to us, had their picture taken with us. They were just, I mean, literally, would you say hundreds of people who did that? I think that's, I think that's more than accurate.
I think it's funny because I stopped after Kevin sang. I just stopped to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to this person. All of a sudden, I looked behind this person and there was a line.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is this what we're doing?
The Landrum line. I posted it on Instagram. Boy, if ever you wondered who was the most popular on the show, all you had to do was see that line in front of Courtney.
It was very funny, though. I honestly just stopped to chat with somebody. I was walking towards something.
Yeah.
I never made it to wherever I was walking.
And I was walking around the whole stadium looking for a line for me.
You just kept running off people. There were lots of, I met a lot of single kids. cute girls that wanted to meet Tim Conley.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting, too. When we would take pictures, people would be like, hey, I want to take a picture with the whole morning show. Tim would be like standing about 10 feet to our side, and all you had to do was just say, Tim! And Tim would like immediately stop what he was doing and come yes. to the group, yep. take a picture, snap, and then he'd go back to what he was doing. And you could just repeat the process.
There was a single mom there. Was real cute. And I said, hey, have him hold the baby. See how he looks with the baby.
Did that happen?
No, that did not happen.
No, it didn't. But I think she was uncomfortable with doing that. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's get my baby to the playa.
let's talk about what's on the show today. We've got foodstuffs. We've got who on the show. That's where we find out what our coworkers think of us, and that's at about 8:25. We've got Schmig Schmackdown today at 7:37-ish, and that is because we've moved it to Thursdays because of our diner and donut tours on Fridays for the summer. And today, your chance to win Luke Bryan tickets. If you win the Schmig Schmackdown Entertainment Schmig, of course we will do. It's just a jam-packed show. And of course, the big story for today and across the country, because 90% of Americans will have 90 degrees or warmer.
Wow.
Yes. For the rest of the week.
That can't happen often.
Isn't
that's
that
crazy?
Crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we've got, obviously, the hot, humid weather is here for the next few days. Heat index around 110 today. Actual temperature, the high, is 98. Hey.
Hey. Thanks for coming to the meeting, weather.
Right. and then the same. Ditto for Friday, ditto for Saturday. And Sunday it drops a tiny bit and rain is in the forecast. But it's going to be nasty. Make sure you take care of the people that don't take care of themselves by not turning their AC on.
Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show. Tomorrow, the second stop on the Diner and Donut Tour, we will be at the Barn over in Crestwood. So if you're anywhere around, come see us. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 10, so come by. We'll have t-shirts. We got a whole bunch more t-shirts. American Eagle Credit Union, they're making it all happen. They'll be there. They've got presents for the kids, sunglasses, they got all kinds of practical stuff at American Eagle Credit Union. I'm like, these people should take my money because they're very practical.
And then Eddie the Eagle, he won't have to sweat as much because we won't be outside.
Poor Eddie the Eagle. Yeah. He's the American
Eagle.
He's always
outside. That's
right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's the mascot. Mm-hmm. Eagles live outside. he's the mascot. He'll be there, so definitely come. It's always a good time, and you can get some free stuff. So again, Crestwood at the Barn, and then all the other dates for Diner Donut are up right now, y98.com/donuts.
Yeah, and our little 10-year-old movie reviewer is going to join us at the Barn in Crestwood.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be reviewing The Lion King.
Ooh. Ooh.
I know.
Oh, wow.
He's seen it tonight.
Sweet.
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten permission from his mom yet about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That's Wednesday night, next Wednesday.
At Ronnie's, right? That's
maybe.
The screening?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gotten, I'm going to work on her a little bit. I just don't think she likes the look it gives her.
I don't blame her.
But he wants to see
it. That's funny.
He's a movie kid.
He's a movie critic.
Yes.
So it's for his job,
he's
Mom.
He's in the biz.
I know.
This kid's just trying to put food on the table.
So he's going to be with us a little after 8 tomorrow morning. All right.
And Roy Wood Jr. From The Daily Show, who's in town at the Funny Bone this weekend.
Very
he will be
guy.
By the show tomorrow as well.
Oh, yeah. We had him on prior to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wonderful.
Yeah, well, I had him on my show too, so.
He made us laugh.
Yeah, he's great. It'll be fun.
He was a lot of fun. All right, the big story today is the heat. And I'm sorry, it's going to be talked about a lot today. If you are working in it, you're going to be tired of people talking about it because you know you're out in it. But that's the story. The heat index around 110 today. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. All dragging a little, especially Lance. I don't really think I have a right to complain, but I did stay out kind of late.
How late?
You know, like 8. 8:30? 8 or 8:30. I mean, that when you start at 11.
And when you're hanging out in the sun?
Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah. You guys are like, we're going. Where'd you go?
We went to patios.
You guys are like, we're going to patios. I'm like, see ya.
And then we didn't stop there, Tim. Then we took it on over to Soulard.
Wow.
And had a little food there. So it was a long day, and my allergies are out of control today. And it's going to be like that the next few days, because what's ever out there is going to stay packaged in the heat, I believe. We'll talk about more of the day at the ballpark. You can see pictures online at Y98.com. All the social media sites, our Instagram account, Courtney and Co. Y98.
Okay, get on there for sure. Speaking of social media, hottest thing on social media right now other than our pictures from day at the ballpark?
The hot
social media in general.
Oh, that old age face app.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? You open up your Instagram and you're like, I didn't know I was friends with all these old people. Like, they look so real.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying them, but I'm also like, okay, wait, is this, because I don't know everyone I'm friends with on social media.
Right. I've still yet to do it, but it seems like everyone else has. And you've probably heard a little bit about this, but this story is a little more detailed about how the app, not the greatest privacy on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by a Russian company, so
uh-oh.
You already know you're in trouble. It is a privacy nightmare. Turns out the Face app, made by a company in Russia, and you're giving it access to all of your photos, and in their privacy policy, so because a lot of apps are like that, can we have access to your photos? So you got to use them for a variety of things. But this one, in their privacy policy that you agree to when you download it, by using their app, you grant them permission to use your altered and non-altered photos however they want for eternity.
Wow.
You mean all the photos that are in your phone?
Technically, yes. And that is a...
Holy cow.
That is a big problem. And this is one source here, and it's hard. Like, different things come out, and you never know for sure, so I hesitate to terrify people with this.
And locations, I would imagine, too, because usually those are...
If you turn that on, if that's part of it. Which typically it is. And how many of us, you know, you download an app and then it's like, it wants to use the mic. It wants to use the pictures. It wants to use location. And you're just like, yes, yes, yes. You know, let me start using it. So it's crazy. This is also a little bit different. It also immediately uploads your photos to a server rather than just processing them on your phone. The company says that there's a data center in US, but legally,
nobody knows.
It doesn't matter. They can do whatever they want. So the fear with this type of stuff is some sort of huge database that any government or you know group could build for facial recognition.
For
just everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You just people can constantly be identified. Think about all the pictures. You guys probably don't have as many pictures of yourselves on your phone as I do.
Nobody does.
Yeah, that's true. I gotta get a few more gigs. But with all of that, you could then identify my face from many things, including, you know, like security footage and stuff. And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
So that's kind of the fear. And they are saying that, yes, technically, if they want to, they can download all the photos in your phone and do whatever they want.
Have fun with mine. I just have politically incorrect memes that I send to Nick or whoever.
Right, and lots of people, Bryson, your dog, can get recognized anywhere, though.
But think about your friends or family member who's already downloaded the app, and you're in their phone. Like, my sister did the app with Sarah and me, and, you know.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, and
when
it was her phone. She did it yesterday. I didn't age well. Sarah looks pretty good. But
where is that picture? I want to see it.
Well, I think Sarah posted it on Facebook.
Oh, she did. Okay,
yeah, I'll show you that later. But because I'm in my sister's phone, my pictures, you know what I mean? Like, the pictures of me in there are also compromised. So if you're in somebody else's phone as pictures, they've got access to your face.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah, they've said this about, I believe this app was talked about last time they had something interesting.
Yeah.
Like, what did they do before? What was the app? Oh, it changed your gender.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was the same talk during that.
Right. And this one's even...
But this one, more people are doing this than the gender one.
How are those Russians so good at making us look old?
I mean, it's eerie.
It's remarkable. It's so good. It's like, take my stuff. That's amazing. I get to see what I look like at 80 now. What else do you want?
You have to see the Jonas Brothers. They posted
it's so
on
good.
It's at Y98.com.
It's good. Okay, I talked about the heat a little bit, but you know the drill. Sunny, hot, humid, heat index around 110. And that is today, tomorrow, and... Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Thursday, closer to the weekend, but it is going to be warm the next couple of days, I know. 90% of the country will have temperatures in the 90s the next few days. Isn't that crazy? Just crazy.
That can't happen often.
It can't. I need to get more information on this story.
Please.
But I have a lot of stuff to do right now, so maybe if you have a second.
A closer look with Courtney Landrum.
You could look it up, maybe, Tim. I've got Schmig to prepare that's coming up in a minute.
I'm trying to eat right now.
All right, let's talk about work.
Okay.
Not particularly our jobs, but they did a huge study, and they ranked the highest job satisfaction of workers in the entire country. Who do you think are the happiest workers, and who do you think are the least happy?
Is this by state or?
No, it's just a
industry job, right?
Average satisfaction of a job. And they just asked people, you know, are you satisfied? And they ranked it from 1 to 10. And this job has an average satisfaction of 9 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, that is.
I feel like we've done these before, and I'm trying to remember. Like, I want to say massage therapists are real happy.
No.
Okay.
Their hands are cramping up.
Oh, they are? Is that right?
Elbows hurt a little bit.
You got to use the elbow.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Firefighters.
I'm going to say first responders of some variety, perhaps with very heavy equipment and raincoats.
You got it. All right. Yes, they are the happiest. I would never have guessed firefighters being the happiest. It's because of the dogs. At the firehouse.
You think? They get to go down those poles. Yeah. That's probably what it is.
There's a lot of camaraderie, I'm sure.
Okay, and who do you think... This is almost like a punchline to a joke. The least happy workers.
Is it a postal worker?
Yes.
Mm. Really?
And I haven't heard a lot about postal workers in the past 10, 15 years.
They've rebranded quite a bit.
It's so funny you say
their outfits maybe are more comfortable. Yeah, I thought.
So they're going crazy.
They're cooler.
Yeah,
but it's funny you say that because yesterday we talked about the perks or your job and what people ask you to
do because of what you do for a living or a talent that you have.
And some people texted in and said, "I'm glad I'm just a mail carrier. Nobody ever asks me to do more or do something. You know, like I've got to push my job on your
deliver this package for me." Would you?
Yes, they're the least happy. They mail clerks and sorters. So that's not a post.
Really?
That's not
the carrier.
Mail carrier. That's people that work in the building.
But at the post office.
At the post office.
Government employees.
Yes. Yeah. They had an average satisfaction of 2.5 out of 10. So here are
you know what they should do?
What?
Fight fires.
I know.
What's
because
in the middle?
The mail never stops, Tim. It just keeps coming and coming. The top five, the rest of the top five after firefighters. Mine cutters.
I'm sorry?
I don't know.
What?
M-I-N-E?
M-I-N-E.
Hmm. Mine cutters?
Yes. Pediatricians.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See that.
Communications professors.
Professors?
Those that teach the communicating.
Yes. And guidance counselors.
Wait, mind cutter. I'm looking up mind cutters, and you know what comes up?
No.
198.com's list of the happiest workers. Something's wrong here. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, that should be the first thing that comes up.
Did we make that up?
I didn't make anything up. It's on the list.
Isn't that like a boat?
I don't know.
It looks like it's a tool. It looks like a wire cutter.
Did you look up mine cutter occupation?
Mine cutter. Is that one word or two?
Two. The rest of the five.
Not according to 198. It's a gun. It's a gun that upon reloading alternates between firing three small piercing parallel lasers and single lasers.
If you know any mine cutters.
Oh, within a video game.
Oh, well...
What?
There's no way the happiest...
It doesn't make sense.
In the top five happiest is something you just can't look up on the internet.
Yeah, right. Court clerks, not happy. House cleaners and maids, not happy. Insurance claims and policy
clerks. House cleaners, not happy? I would think that's really satisfying.
No.
Huh.
and telemarketers. Well, we're not happy with you. We're not happy with you either.
Yeah, you guys deserve it.
Bummer for you.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Schmig coming up. If you have any information on mine cutters, we'd love to hear from you. But we're going to talk about an interesting story about Game of...
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. All right, Mind Cutter is basically a machine operator, too.
Yeah, well, no, basically, a Mind Cutter is a machine. And so when we talk about the happiest workers, the Bloomberg article says the operator of those machines.
Got it.
And then our dumb prep service just cut that out.
Okay, that's kind of important.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, these machines are super happy. Blenders also really happy. Toaster ovens, not quite as much, but...
Because of the cheese that gets dripped and then burned. Okay, let's talk about... I find this to be a very interesting story. Game of Thrones, we talked about it yesterday. They got the most Emmy nominations out of any show on television. And three of the actors that were nominated for Emmys, Theon of Tarth.
No.
Oh, Brienne of Tarth.
Whoa.
No,
whoa, whoa.
There's two.
Oh,
there's
Brienne.
Theon Greyjoy?
Yeah, it says Theon of Tarth. I'm just telling you.
Really?
Brienne.
Boy, prep is really screwing some things up today.
Of Tarth.
Yeah.
And Melisandre.
Yeah.
So supporting actor, supporting actress, and guest actress. HBO was surprised that they were nominated because they didn't submit them.
Oh, wow.
Their agents did.
Whoa.
It's
that,
like
that Melisandre one is weird. I feel like the Lord of Light got involved in that one, don't you?
I would agree.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's a good one if you know.
Oh, really solid. Uh-huh. It's a really
solid
joke.
Game of Thrones fans out there going, yeah.
Way to go, Tim. Yeah, so it's $250 to submit somebody for consideration.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's not much.
But I guess if you're submitting however many categories...
Yeah.
True.
They don't submit every single thing, but they would have never been nominated because HBO didn't submit them.
Interesting.
Similar to around here. We never know when there's any kind of award thing going on.
Yeah.
And then you'll hear like somebody at another station got an award and you're like, well, why didn't I know about that?
Uh-huh. Right.
Maybe it's best if we're not submitted. It would just hurt.
Yeah. The only way this place operates like HBO.
The only way. Big change. Big changes for Mario Lopez. He's leaving Extra.
Really?
And he's going to Access Hollywood.
Oh.
Pretty much the same
How's
thing.
He going to get you? He's got a lot to learn.
I
wonder if he's studying.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin says, you know, she's still talking about Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. And she said that he treated her like a dog when she worked at Bravo. Remember she had that My Life on the D-List?
Yeah.
We were actually on one of the episodes.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. She wasn't great.
You're
not a fan.
Oh, man, no. I'm Team Andy and Anderson on this thing for sure. I really am unimpressed with Kathy Griffin.
But she has no interest in trying to rekindle her friendship with Anderson Cooper.
I'm sure Anderson's crushed.
He's very upset. Yeah. Kevin Smith's got a new movie, and it's pretty funny. It's called Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. And it's exactly what you think. It's basically the same movie, but with but it's updated because they're kind of making fun of all the reboots of all the different shows. You know, remember the last one was their alter ego. They were mad because the comic book alter egos were going to be made into a movie, so they go to Hollywood.
Yep.
Well, it's basically the same thing again. They find out again it's happening, and they go to Hollywood to have it stopped.
So they're reshooting it. They're shooting a new movie.
But they're calling it Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. So it's insane. But he's very excited because in this movie, he secured three Batmans. Three people that have played Batman.
No way.
Won't tell you who, but it's got to be Ben Affleck, first of all, because they're friends.
Right.
Yeah.
I could see Michael Keaton.
I could.
For sure.
Then who's the third? He wouldn't say who it was.
I could see Clooney. Just being, because he likes that stuff.
It could be Christian Bale, could be Val Kilmer. Why, you know,
right.
Do it for $100.
And I'm sure that's a really, and that'll be a funny joke, too, because the whole thing is about reboots. And,
right.
Yeah.
Well, he and Affleck did have a falling out.
They did.
Yeah.
So he's maybe really that's... started him on his path.
Yeah. I bet it's him, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Chrissy Metz met her new boyfriend when he slid into her DMs, which I think is a little creepy. He messaged her a couple times, and she said he was very sweet, not obnoxious or weird. And I was like, let me see if he's cute. Oh, he's cute. Okay, I'll respond. And now they're dating, and they hit it off.
No.
Okay, Jonas Brothers at 198.com. If you want to see that old person app, it's a great, it's maybe one of my favorites. Paul McCartney just wrapped up his tour. He's 77 years old. Well, he's not taking a vacation. He is going to be writing his first musical.
Oh, wow.
It's a stage musical. It's an adaptation of It's a Wonderful Life.
Really?
And he's gotten together with the guy that did Billy Elliot, the playwright.
Mm.
And he, not a lot of details, but supposedly they're hoping to have it ready by next year.
Is one of the songs Simply Having a Wonderful Life?
Simply Having a Wonderful Life. tonight on TV on Netflix, there's a new movie, Secret Obsession, with Brenda Song. And it sounds kind of creepy. So she has a stalker and she has amnesia. So she wakes up from amnesia and the stalker is pretending to be her husband.
Oh boy. Ripped from the headlines, huh?
I know. And I never really mention late night shows, but Jimmy Fallon tonight, he's having one of my favorite artists of all time on. And Kevin doesn't have it ready. Show Me Love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little Robin.
Nice.
Yeah, she'll be performing. I haven't seen her in years.
I know. Robin's back.
I know. So if you want to catch Robin tonight on Fallon, that's the Schmig. More in podcast form at Y98.com. Tim has lots of good stuff to get to at your 8:37 Schmig. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We've got Kevin the intern, we've got Tim Convey, Lance Hildebrand, and he's such a trooper coming out with us yesterday for Courtney and Company Day Off at the Ballpark. Thank you to all the people that bought tickets. I think there were over like 1,100 tickets sold, I believe.
Wow.
And the Cardinals, thank you for featuring us so much during the day game. Day games are where you get the most, I think. You get a lot of action at a day game.
Yeah.
If you have a theme day.
Yes. Because they've got more kind of room to play with.
Yes. Yes.
And the Cardinals won.
Angela Sharp, who's one of their stadium announcers.
In-stadium host, yeah.
She hung out with us up on the terrace almost like about an hour before the game and then for an inning or two. And she was great. They featured Kevin on the Jumbotron.
Which wasn't, unfortunately, great for a lot of you out there.
No, it was.
But it was fun. It wasn't part of the plan.
No.
We were telling Angela, she kind of runs the what goes on stage up there, and telling her what we were doing, and she's like, well, let's do it at 11:15. I'll put him on the Jumbotron. And he was.
Yeah.
So then when we'd walk through the stadium, other people greeting you because they thought you were famous from the Jumbotron. It was great.
I got a lot of positive response from Cardinal employees, so I thank you for that.
Yeah.
They were like, you did a great job.
And
Shane.
It's actually booked next week at all the Cubs games.
And apparently Kevin had never, it was like a big day for the Berghoff family because none of the family had ever been in a Cardinal suite before. So it was big doings for the Berghoffs. And that was exciting for Sarah and the kids.
Yes.
You know, you could probably make that happen again, Kevin.
I know, but I don't like to wield my power lightly.
And then it was awesome. We were just hanging out in the suite after we had spent a couple hours in the terrace, and we look at the TV and they're doing that the thing where they feature a category and they say this person looks like this person that's in the stands.
Yeah.
They did a whole Ferris Bueller cast.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
It was great.
Yeah. And they nailed a few of the lookalikes too. It was good.
Met a ton of great people. You guys got to meet my friend Amy that I've talked about before that's on my golf team. that I told you does not sweat.
She was not sweating, and it makes me uneasy.
Lance,
yeah.
you meet her?
I did, okay. And I was like, I see a little bit of glistening there, and oh, that's sunscreen. It's like, well, then you really don't sweat.
No.
Wow.
That was impressive.
I told you.
That seems like something in a sci-fi movie where that's how you know they're an alien.
You put them in a sauna.
Yeah.
And you crank it up, right?
I was like, you're telling me if you ran around this whole place right now? And she said, no. I mean, that's just strange.
I know.
I ran into another Amy who we had met last year. She was there with her daughter and I think maybe her granddaughter, too. And we'd seen her last year, so I saw her this year and said hello, and she's like, how do you remember me? And I said, well, last night when I was deciding what I was going to wear, I had to make sure that I didn't wear the same thing I wore at Courtney and Company Day at the ballpark last year. So I went on the Courtney and Company Instagram to see pictures of me, and one of the pictures we featured was me with those three
ladies.
Oh, that's
funny.
So I had just looked at the picture to make sure I wasn't wearing the same thing and saw her. And she's like, well, I'm glad I didn't wear the same thing either. I'm like, how embarrassing would that be?
But what a great deal. $20. You got a ticket to the game. You got that cool t-shirt with Fred Bird, Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of thing. And the beer. Let's talk about the free beer. One free beer. And it wasn't a little beer, a draft beer. It was a big aluminum bottle. Way to go, Cardinals.
There you go.
You could have gotten a water, too.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was doing because it was hot.
Yeah, I did more beer. But, you know, Michelob Ultra is light.
Huge line to meet Courtney Landrum. And I told you this yesterday. You're the worst meet and greeter I think I've ever encountered.
I know. I'm very slow.
You're very slow. Like,
I feel like I need to give them. Nick says it all the time. I feel like I need to spend some time with people.
And that's not the issue. It's the whole order of things. So Patty was there, like, taking pictures and stuff. And you're... There's no, like... You're just, like, you're chatting with people. And then Patty's holding up the phone trying to take a picture. And you're, like, still talking. Like, there's no...
I'm chatty.
Acknowledgement of, like, okay, there's any kind of system in place. It was very, very funny.
Well, I don't know. There shouldn't be... It feels weird to have a system in place.
Patty's holding them up. The three of us are, like, smiling and posing, and Courtney's like, and you know, the other thing is when you go, and I'm like, Courtney, picture.
And I did find out, because I've been saying this for a while, a lot of people hold their breath when they take a photo.
Sure.
And it's so, because some of the photos took long, and everybody's like, nobody wants to breathe on each other.
Right.
We were already sweating on each other all day long. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
You can see the video of Kevin doing his Donkashane bet because he lost the birthday bet last week at Y98.com, and a ton of pictures that are up.
Yeah, and our Instagram story is full of stuff too, at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Yesterday at Courtney and Company Day at the ballpark, a young listener came up and just said to me, I love people is dumb. I hope I'm not teaching the children of our world that that's a correct sentence, but you understand why it's called that, because they is. All right, I love this story so much. And if you go to 198.com, Kevin posted a picture of this. So there's a woman in England, and she found some weird symbols that were drawn on her sidewalk in chalk. So she posted it on a community Facebook forum about it and asked what they were, because she was freaked out about it. There were a bunch of them, and they all looked the same. Each one was a circle with a single line drawn out from the center, kind of like a clock with only one hand instead of two.
Okay.
And other people on the forum immediately said it was burglars casing the place, and those drawings were there to remind them what houses to do.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
So she freaked out. She called the cops, but then one of her neighbors saw the post and explained what they really were. Their kid had recently become obsessed with drawing butts. and drew a bunch of them on his way home from school that week. Proud parents.
Oh,
oh, I love it. So.
Yeah, I love the idea of the parents realizing what was going on and being like,
I gotta tell her.
I know. I don't want to tell her. You tell her. Do we have to say what he was drawing? No, we could just say, I think we should tell her.
Oh, and this is along the same lines for our next People is Dumb story. There's a woman in Nebraska, and she was outraged and was complaining because of a statue that she mistook, a statue of Spider-Man hands for devil horns.
What?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like,
oh, when you shoot totally, yeah.
Take that down. They're worshiping the devil.
That guy's just slinging webs.
And this was from yesterday, but I love it so much. And the picture is also online at Y98.com. So this guy was arrested last month on a flight from Colombia to Barcelona.
Hey. Castilian lisp, very well done.
Thank you. Oh. I think you can only do that, though, if you speak that language. You know what I mean?
What did Kevin just say?
The Castilian lisp.
But you can't say calf. Calves.
I can't wolf. Say Castilian. Wolf.
Wolf.
I can't say wolf.
Or salmon.
Salmon.
As yeah. you like to call
Salmon.
It.
Salmon.
Salmon. Mm-hmm.
This isn't Kevin is dumb. This is...
Yeah. No, I was impressed.
No, I appreciate that. Because okay. we already know yeah. Kevin
That's
is
a four
dumb.
And a half hour segment we do every morning.
Wow. Where's the bell? Very well done, sir.
So anyway, he was on a flight. Do you even remember where I was on yeah, this? No. Okay.
Colombia to Barcelona.
Barcelona. Wow. And police were suspicious of him because... He had a ridiculously high toupee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw
Did
this.
You see
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
They searched him, and they found out why his hair was riding so high on his head. It had a bag of cocaine under his wig, and it was glued to his bald head. $33,000 worth of cocaine
what?
Under
Whoa.
His toupee. The pictures are hysterical. You have to see this. It's like, how do you think that's not going to attract... How about a hat?
Right.
Right.
And thank God for the agent who was just like, all right, I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to look.
It's an uncomfortable thing. Uh-huh. Like, can you take your wig off, please?
And how yeah. many agents all over the country tomorrow are like, that toupee's a little high. You think there's drugs
yeah.
in there?
But just to see if it's a toupee.
I like the rationale where, you know, a guy was checking his look, you know, see if it might work. Like, yeah, that looks like a man bun. It's yeah. All right. It's all good.
People is dumb. Dumb. Your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. You know the drill. It's going to be hot, and humid for the next few days. Sunny, hot, humid. Heat index around 110. And that same high temperature of 98 is here today, tomorrow, and Saturday. And it drops a little on Sunday. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic. It's a good... yesterday afternoon, was it a good day because of that high?
Oh, yeah.
That highway that opened?
Well, ask Kevin. Did you go home that way, Kevin, on 67?
Huzzah!
Let's Imagine Dragons on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Don't forget, today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday, which means second stop on the Diner and Donut Tour. We will be at the Barn in Crestwood, broadcasting live from 6 to 10. So stop in, whether it's on your way to work, school, or you just want to come set up shop and hang out with us. We would love to see you. We've got t-shirts, American Eagle, Credit Union's making it all happen. They've got gifts for the kids, lots of free stuff. Just come say hello. And these t-shirts are great. I'm real excited about these. And see when we'll be in your neck of the woods. We've got lots of other stops coming up. We'll be in Alton, Illinois. We'll be out in St. Peter's. A handful of other places, Creve Coeur. So check out when we'll be close to you. Y98.com/donuts.
All right. Tim is doing something very interesting tonight.
Interesting. That's right. We were sitting at the game yesterday.
Yes.
I got a text message. And, so Saturday night, I'm opening for Greg Warren. He's shooting a special at the Wildy Theater. And Al, who runs the Wildy Theater, I guess they had an act cancel for their headliner. The opening act canceled for the show that they've got there tonight at the Wildy Theater over in Edwardsville.
And they always have great bands that perform there.
Yeah.
Like blast from the past.
Exactly. And tonight is no exception. So tonight I will be doing stand-up comedy opening for 10,000 Maniacs.
That is the weirdest thing ever.
I know. And I am.
Have you ever opened for a concert?
Yeah, but it was a comedic type performer.
Like Steel Panther?
No, it was this guy from Adult Swim. And and I've seen it done before, and it's...
It's weird.
People just aren't there to see that. So I'm pretty anxious. So if you happen to be seeing 10,000 Maniacs in Edwardsville tonight, please laugh at the things that I say. Because it's also...
Well, you have music stuff in your act.
Yeah,
right? But some of that doesn't... That plays well for the general public. I don't know if that plays well for like
a music crowd.
Because like, if you're seeing 10,000 Maniacs in 2019, you're like into music.
Yeah, who's the lead singer now of the 10,000 Maniacs?
I don't know.
I mean, Natalie Merchant was... I was obsessed with Natalie Merchant.
Yeah. Right. And I think wasn't there one of the like original guitarists has passed away? I think he had cancer.
Is that right? That sounds right. So it's 9,000.
Don't even try.
I know, and I won't do that tonight. There's so many of those, but I won't be doing 10,000 Maniacs jokes. But yeah, I'm anxious because it's just a different vibe. People show up to like dance and sing and rock out and have this thing, and then I'm up there telling jokes. And I, you know, you don't want to be like dirty because they came to see 10,000. Not again, not that I'm filthy, but even some of the stuff that's a little bit edgy. So I'm like, I don't know about that. So I am, I
kind of want to go. First of all, I want to see how you do, but I also want to see what the 10,000 Maniacs is all about now. Yeah. Do they do all the old 10,000 Maniacs songs?
I assume so.
What's the matter here? One of the best songs ever.
Yeah, wouldn't you be disappointed if they didn't do that stuff?
You know, it's weird with them, with the 10,000 Maniacs and Natalie Merchant. Their music is gone from radio.
Yeah, you're right.
True.
Do you notice nobody plays any of that artist? And Natalie Merchant had a huge solo career.
What's their biggest song?
10,000 Maniacs?
Yeah.
I'd say maybe Give 'Em What You Want. Is that...
The Weather?
Hey, is that the song? Give 'Em What You Want. You don't think that's their biggest?
I think you're probably right.
These Are Days.
These Are Days.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's a big wedding song. A lot of people use that for their videos that they did. About the Weather.
Oh, yeah.
Shiver in my bones, just thinking.
I forgot.
They have a ton.
Yeah. Man, and you're right. You don't hear those songs.
They are not played anywhere.
But in the 90s, that was...
Oh, my gosh. You couldn't turn on the radio without hearing...
The Maniacs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Solo.
Yeah.
You know, Wonder by Natalie Merchant.
Yeah. She had a few albums that had a lot of singles.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's obviously no longer a maniac, but it should be. I don't know. I'm nervous, but I think it'll be fun. I'm just gonna go and try to have a good time. But
tickets still available for this show?
I think there are some, but also maybe buy tickets for Saturday too to see me and Greg.
You feel more comfortable.
Right,
with that.
More comfortable.
Yeah, because that's a comedy show.
Yeah, but if you're into 10,000 Maniacs, by all means, come and be nice to me.
Do you think people are like, well, he was in Ludo. Is he doing a solo thing? Is he like on his own?
Ooh. I've told people, I'm like, God, this is crazy. I'm open for 10,000 Maniacs, and they're like, what are you gonna play? I'm like, no, nobody wants. The only thing they're gonna want less than my jokes would be Tim Convey solo singer songwriter.
Oh, there's gonna be some stories tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I am excited.
Back tomorrow at the same time and update you on what went down at the 10,000 Maniac show tonight at the Wild E.
Welcome to the Schmig Schmackdown.
Well, we've moved Schmackdown to Thursdays because on Fridays we are out and about all over St. Louis for the summer at our Diner and Donut Tour. And we will be out tomorrow at the Barn in Crestwood, so stop by and see us. That means Schmig will happen on Thursdays for the next few weeks. And what Schmig is, it's essentially questions about this week in sports, pop culture, news, and you try to answer as many questions as you can in 60 seconds, and then you take one of the show members, challenge them. They have half the time you do, 30 seconds. Let's meet our contestant today from St. Peter's. Hello to Christina. Hi, Christina.
Good morning.
Christina, so you know how the game works, and You have 60 seconds. Your challenger will have 30 seconds. You can pass at any time. But the big question is, who on the show have you chosen to play against? Knowing you can't pick me because I wrote the questions. Kevin's off next week. And Lance doesn't write questions ever. So you're picking who?
I'm picking Tim.
Yeah.
Great choice.
Yeah. So you already have 1 point.
All right. So we're going to send, because Jen's off this week too, we're going to send Tim out of the studio, and then we're going to start quizzing you, and we'll start the clock after I read the first question. If you tie or beat Tim, you win those tickets to see Luke Bryan, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in August. Here we go.
Awesome. Okay.
Christina. HBO Max will be rebooting this CW show that originally starred Blake Lively and Leighton Meester.
Dawson's Creek. I don't remember.
What St. Louisan was nominated for an Emmy for his work on This Is Us?
Sterling K. Brown for, yeah.
What Star Wars character's action figure just brought in over $100,000 at an auction, making it the most ever for any Star Wars memorabilia?
Captain Kirk.
What military installation are people planning to storm because of a Facebook event created that said they can't stop?
Area 51.
Who won the men's singles Wimbledon championship over the weekend?
I don't remember. Nadal.
Rumors are swirling that Camila Cabello is dating this pop singer.
Shawn Mendes.
Jennifer Lopez had to cancel her show in what city after a blackout happened on Saturday night?
London.
What store is rolling out a Friends line of furniture and accessories?
Pottery Barn.
What Today Show member announced this week she's pregnant with her second child?
Savannah Guthrie.
All right, let's bring Tim back in to see how he does. All right, Tim. 30 seconds on the clock for Tim. We'll let you know what Christina got as soon as you answer your questions.
Okay.
All right, Tim. HBO Max will be rebooting this CW show that originally starred Blake Lively and Leighton Meester.
Gossip Girl.
What St. Louisan was nominated for an Emmy for his work on This Is Us?
Sterling K. Brown.
What Star Wars character's action figure brought in over $100,000 at an auction?
Boba Fett.
What military installation are people planning to storm because of a Facebook event that was created?
Area 51.
Who won the men's singles Wimbledon championship over the weekend?
Djokovic.
Rumors are swirling that Camila Cabello is dating this pop singer.
Shawn Mendes.
You got that one right at the buzzer. And I can tell you this. Christina got 1, 2, 3, 4. And Tim got 6.
Ooh.
Tim.
Yeah. I didn't know about Gossip Girl.
You didn't?
You did. No.
Yeah, but you got it correct.
I followed my heart on that one.
Christina, good try, but Tim was victorious.
Yay.
I'm
sorry,
so
Christina.
Sorry. But that means good news for you. Caller 10 right now wins those Luke Bryan tickets because Christina couldn't beat Tim in Schmig Schmackdown. So give us a call now. 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898.
Do you want to go over the ones that Christina missed? She didn't get Jennifer Lopez. She had to cancel her show in what city?
New York.
New York because of the blackout. And I believe the last one was about what Today Show member is pregnant with a second child. That's Dylan Dreyer.
That is Dylan Dreyer. We didn't get to that question. But you didn't need it, Tim.
Yeah.
Because you're such a champion.
You're welcome, Caller 10.
Caller 10 now. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. I forgot the radio station for just a second. I'm a little tired.
Still Y98. Yep.
I've been here 20 years. You'd think that that wouldn't be a tough thing to remember, but I'm not really clicking today. Yesterday, day at the ballpark, sell out. It was great meeting everyone. And I apologize to those that texted us here in the studio while we were at the ballpark asking, where are you?
we're at the ballpark.
People showed up after the second inning. We got there at like 10:30. And we stayed up there before the game, meeting people, and then through the first two innings.
Oh, I think we were there until about the fourth inning.
Oh, we were?
No, we left about the third.
About the
third. Like I said, we left about the third.
We were up there until about close to one.
Well, when the line stopped, there wasn't a line. And they had packed up the t-shirts. I guess you have to claim your shirt in the first couple innings.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of people showed up like later in the game, like, where are you guys? And no one was up there because everything was packed up. Even the drink cart was gone.
Well, and most people went to their seats or kind of sought shelter. Because like last year, it was more of a, people were just hanging out up there the whole time.
But they were trying to get out of the sun.
Yeah,
definitely.
It was kind of deadly up
there. But they can still get their shirts if they didn't get there by the time they packed everything up. Right,
yeah,
Kevin?
Yes, they can. And if you're confused about that, you can call our marketing department.
Call the Cardinals. I think, what's his name? Man, I was going to make a joke and I lost it. Third baseman that's on the IL, Lance.
Matt Carpenter?
No. Well, yeah, but the other one. Jed Jerko. I was going to say, I think Jed Jerko's in charge of the shirts.
Okay. It would have been good.
See, it would have been great. I couldn't think of his name.
We have too many injured third basemen.
Yeah, it's a good point.
But the shirts were great, and everybody had a really fun time. It was funny, because yesterday we talked a lot on the air about occupations and talents that you have that people want you to give them for free or offer them to other people. And I ran into some vets, and they said, we heard you guys talking about it. And I'm like, seriously, what kind of dog food should I feed Bebo?
I thought you meant the other kind of vets who were like, hey, will you fight this war for me?
No, but then I got into the food conversation with them. So I did exactly what I said we wouldn't do.
Oh, did you really?
Well, I want to know. And I told them the food that I was feeding Peebo, which is an expensive food, but they said that grain-free isn't as great as everyone thinks it is.
Is that right?
They said because dogs' allergies aren't really from food. They're more from their surroundings. Like, Peebo has allergies.
Yeah.
And it's more from grass and stuff outside than it is from the food he's eating.
Huh. So you took full advantage of the thing that we were...
They didn't really give me a name, though, so it hurt me. I really wanted a name, a definitive name of a food to give him. But thank you again, everyone that came out. And thank you to everyone that's texted this morning at 531-9898. You can see lots of pictures. Bless you.
With me, Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Man, that track is loud.
That was really loud.
Sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, Delmar Loop, Southampton, St. Charles, and coming soon to the Central West End. You can also watch us live right now on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98, where I recommend checking out the Instagram live from yesterday of Kevin singing Donkashane at Bush Stadium. It's pretty good. At Courtney Co. Y98. Follow us on Instagram.
Just pretty good, Kevin.
I know.
It was pretty good. You changed the lyrics of the... Boy, that song a lot longer than I remember.
I think you could have maybe edited that.
I didn't that realize music that. Bed.
At one point in the video, you can hear me yell to Patty, fade it out!
I thought Kevin's ad-libbing at the end, though, was quite good.
Oh,
terrific.
Thank you.
Some Rorden Shane. So that's kind of funny. The Jumbotron at Bush Stadium, he's a... referencing Shane Company.
It's like nobody understands. Like, I don't understand this. Is that a new verse?
Yeah, but I said good things about them.
You did.
Because they are your neighbor in... What is it?
Your neighbor in the diamond business? I don't know.
Shane Company.
Something about hand-cut stuff. Lots to get to in foodstuffs. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. It's iconic. We all love it. We're all big fans on the show. If there's one thing that unites the five of us, it's our love for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Yeah. And yesterday was hot dog day.
Yesterday, National Hot Dog Day.
I did not partake.
I did. I had three
you?
Of them.
Oh.
Did you really?
Three hot dogs yesterday.
Good for you.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Best life over there. Oscar Mayer has converted one of their Wienermobiles into a B&B.
No.
You can get it on Airbnb. It's going to different cities, so you'll have your shot. The one that they announced, it's in Chicago, that first weekend in August, for Lollapalooza. You can only book one night at a time, but they're pretty excited about it.
This does not interest me
at all. There's a grill outside. The whole setup's pretty cool.
A grill outside. Woo!
I'm just saying, they expect you to eat hot dogs.
Yeah, not my
thing. It sleeps two. You can only book a single night. Reservations are rolled out throughout the course of the day, so you got to just kind of keep an eye on the website.
How much?
You know what? It doesn't say. Hang on. I got no prices on here. Can't be that bad.
I would hope not.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. A lot of good pictures out of it. Yeah,
food stuff.
I think it'd be a good time. I'm keeping an eye on it. A couple things on Y98.com. Number one, this boy in Utah, a bunch of people called the cops on him because he was a lemonade stand, but the sign said ice cold beer, but it turns out it was just root beer.
Oh, that's cute, though.
So cute. It's funny.
No big deal.
You know that was a parent thing. Mm. Like, hey, put this up there. It'll be funny. But people were worried he was...
A lot of people called in, yeah.
Or disappointed.
Right. They went. They're like, you can't advertise beer and not have beer. I don't care how old he is. That's up at Y98.com. Also, Y98.com. Okay. I know you've got a problem with the people taking goofy wedding pictures, right? Their engagement pictures or whatever.
You know what? I think the first one was good. And it wasn't even a wedding thing. It was a girl that took her senior pictures at Taco Bell. And I thought that was genius.
Yeah.
Anyone after her?
Genius is a strong word for that.
I loved it. And then she ended up getting all this free Taco Bell. Like, because she loved Taco Bell that much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny and clever. Anyone after her? Not interested.
Because it becomes a copycat. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm going to defend this one. This couple took their wedding photos at Costco. I get it. It's kitschy. It's cute. Whatever. But in the aisle where they met, they first met. In the mac and cheese aisle at Costco. So they took wedding pictures
that's
there.
That's kind of cute.
I think it's adorable.
Food
Jessica and Brandon Brown in Hawaii, at Costco in Hawaii. It's pretty funny. You think about people like, yeah, I live in Hawaii. You don't think that they have to, like, go to Costco.
And think.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, aren't you just surfing and being nice to people all day?
Enjoying paradise?
Yeah, exactly.
And the cost of living is not low in Hawaii, as you can probably imagine.
No.
Yeah.
We did, you know what? That's cute. Because we did have somebody last week that told us that they had their wedding pictures taken at Donut Drive-In because they loved it so much. So if it's a part of your relationship, all right.
Okay, good. It's a cute story. She was in there with a friend debating on whether or not to buy a box of mac and cheese. And Brandon said, it's good for you. It's cheese. And it's Costco. They exchanged numbers. They fell in love. All that.
Oh, that's cute.
And so now they're getting married. And whenever Jessica gets a compliment on him, they're like, oh, your husband's so great. He's so cute. She says, thanks. I got him at Costco.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So was the reception catered with, like, food samples on toothpicks?
That would be, that would be really good.
Totally a way to do it.
Costco hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're legendary. Mm-hmm.
But everything was in bulk. You had to buy
right.
A whole lot of everything. And then finally, for foodstuffs, some really good news. The Steak and Shake thing has really been bothering me. I'm a big Steak and Shake fan. We've seen a whole bunch of them close, not only here, but all over the country.
There's one by me that's never going to reopen. Like, it's done.
How do you know that?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, okay. Anything.
But there's another one that's like a mile down the road, so it's not that big of a deal.
Anything could happen. Well, one just opened up. It's the first one in the country, and it happens to be right here in St. Louis. KSDK did a story on it. So this is the one in Overland on Page.
Oh,
it's opened up, and it's getting national press because it's the first Steak and Shake to open. Because we've talked about all the trouble. Yeah, the CEO is like a lunatic.
That $4 meal is like, put them, and they still have it.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to get rid of the cherries on the milkshakes, and it's going to save us millions. That's a real thing. So then we saw the billboards that were like, you want to own a Steak and Shake? $10,000. That's it. Some people signed up, including Linda Metz. So she got one. So there's an article on KSDK. Art Holiday did the reporting, and they've got quotes from this woman, Linda Wilson. She loves Steak and Shake. And so they have a quote from her, and she says, I'm like, what's going on with Steak and Shake? And then she says, Steak and Shake's been a part of my life since I was a little girl. And now I'm an old lady. Then later, she was driving. She was running errands. We came down the street to go to this office, and all of a sudden I said, that's a Steak and Shake. It's open. Everyone else shares Linda's enthusiasm, I think. I'm in there, too. So anyway, the good news is hopefully they start opening. This woman is doing her part in Overland, so go support that one because she's taking a risk. It's the one in Page on Overland. Hopefully this is the beginning of Steak and Shakes coming back. The beginning of Steak and Shakes at the end of Foodstuffs. Thanks for listening.
Foodstuffs!
Listen, if you love Steak and Shake and miss it, mm-hmm. and I do, Freddy's is darn good and very similar. If you have not been to Freddy's Steak Burgers,
I have not.
Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
My mom loves it.
Oh, they're good. Fries are that, like, just like a Steak and Shake fry.
Yeah.
The burgers are very similar. They also have frozen custard there. It's good. Give it a try.
Support Freddy's, but also support Steak and Shake.
Well, sure.
Because, again, I want to read this quote. It's been a part of my life since I was a little girl, and now I'm an old lady. What's going on with Steak and Shake?
All right, your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. Sunny, hot, humid, heat index 110. That is the same for tomorrow. Welcome our friend Paige from our events and experiences department.
Thank you.
Paige comes in once a week and hurts our feelings. She polls our coworkers and finds out who they think on the show is most likely to fill in the blank. Usually she has a theme. We didn't get to a few last week, so we're going to do those. And then a few other odd...
Yeah, they're a little, you know,
all
random
over the place.
Ones.
A little potpourri today.
Yes, and that's exactly right.
You solicited from a wider group of people because we gave you trouble last week.
You guys gave me trouble, so I said I'm going to show them. And you have people from every single...
Really?
Even our VP. So, the boss, the big boss.
Okay.
Participated. All right. So a couple from last week from who on
Who's
the show?
Our VP? Who's the VP? Who are you talking about?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
The people don't care.
I think they do.
Who on the
show?
We
care.
You can say it.
Who on the show, if there wasn't a show, would be the worst teacher?
Me.
I hope I didn't win that because
Kevin actually did it. Kevin was a teacher prior to his radio career.
But at the same time, that would explain why I'm in radio right now.
Worst teacher.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm fine with anybody saying me.
I don't think I'd be a great teacher.
Yeah, and I got. Remember that time I had to do that assembly in front of seventh graders, and I got the flop sweats.
Oh.
They started asking me how much money I made. They weren't impressed by anything I said.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Seventh graders can be pretty rude.
They're brutal.
Yep.
Well, four of our coworkers said Tim. Mm. Four of our coworkers said Courtney.
Yes.
Nice.
And two of our coworkers said Kevin.
Oh, that is not nice.
Hopefully it wasn't the VP. If those kids were late, I wouldn't know.
Yes, you wouldn't. No tardies handed out in Mr. Convy's class.
I trust that you are all here on time. We've got 5 minutes left. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, yeah, right. Who on the show would be the worst server?
I was one, and I was really bad.
I would be bad.
Here's the thing. You have to be nice to people, and it's a problem for me, Paige. In order to get a good tip, you need to be friendly.
I would take forever because I couldn't remember it, so I have to write everything down.
Well, you should write everything down.
But it would take forever.
I'd be bad.
I would not be good. Lance, how do you think you'd... I bet Lance would be good.
I think I'd probably be middle of the pack.
Yeah.
What are the specials?
Nope. You're fired.
There's something about a risotto.
All right. Well, this is kind of sprinkled all over the board here. Three people voted for Courtney. Three people voted for Lance. Two for Kevin. Two for Tim. Apparently, Jen would be a really great server.
Yeah, she would.
Didn't she work at like a New York pizza or
Uno.
Something? Uno. All right.
I've never even heard of that.
Remember Uno? Do you not remember Uno
Pizzeria
Pizza?
Uno?
It's more than a game. It's a pizza place.
All right, who on the show would ruin the surprise for a surprise party?
I've done it.
You have?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a surprise party. I didn't read the invitation thoroughly.
Which was a surprise to you.
Yes. And then her friends were mad at me, like, you ruined the surprise. I'm like, I did? All right.
I once congratulated somebody on their engagement that wasn't going to happen for another 24 hours.
No!
Whoopsie.
I'll tell the story later, but yeah.
Wow. Well, seven of our coworkers said Kevin.
Oh, poor Kev. Mm. Yeah.
Seven of them?
Seven.
Wow.
And one person said Jen, one person said Courtney, and one person said Lance.
Tim didn't get any.
Wow.
Yeah, Kevin, here's the thing. They just know that your wife's in charge of most things, and you only get information from her. I could see that happening.
Or they're bad. They know that I've ruined several mystery guests on the show.
Yeah, he has.
Is it Mario Lopez? Oh, it is.
All right, who on the show would return an article of clothing to the store after wearing it?
Not me. I don't even return if I don't wear it and don't want it. I'm a terrible returner.
Yeah, I'm not great at it either.
But I bet I get votes on this.
In my youth, I did that for some photo shoots.
I was going to say it might be Tim. Sorry, buddy.
Six of our coworkers said Tim.
Nice.
Three people said Courtney, and one person said Lance. Nah.
Whatever. That doesn't hurt.
As long as it wasn't the VP, I'm okay with that.
Whoever that is.
Entertainment Schmig with me, Tim Convy, filling in for the vacationing Jen Myers. It is brought to you by Club Fitness. Join now and get fit at a fitness club called Club Fitness.
Great tagline.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah. Made it up myself. Yesterday in Things You Didn't Know, we talked about Bone Thugs and Harmony, right? And how one of the guys in Bone Thugs and Harmony had been kidnapped as a child and was found because they put his picture up on a TV movie of the week and whatever. Somebody messaged on Instagram, thank you, and said, you forgot to mention that Bone Thugs and Harmony is in St. Louis Sunday night.
What?
Yeah, no! Bone Thugs. What? Playing at Ballpark Village.
That's another psychic moment.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Boom, boom, boom. I love it. My ringer in college was phone, 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 phone.
Isn't that clever?
That is pretty good.
I had an answering machine message in college that said, boom, 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 when we're not in our room, we'll be out late at night, so please call back if you like. Very George Costanza, isn't it?
Good. Good for you. We all around here are excited about this Cats movie, and it turns out we're getting the first trailer tomorrow.
I cannot wait.
There's a little teaser out. It's kind of cool. It's like some behind-the-scenes stuff with a lot of the stars, including Taylor Swift, Idris Elba, a bunch of other people are in it. James Corden is in it. Mm-hmm. Dame Judi Dench is in it. So it's cool. It's behind the scenes. It's interviews with them. You can see that at Y98.com. They were playing that on the Today Show, so I was kind of like watching it, and then I got distracted, and I looked away. And when I looked back, I saw Brian Austin Green in a similar behind the scenes thing, and I was like, Brian Austin Green is in Cats?
He's going to break down some dance moves.
I know, but when I looked away, it turns out they had switched to a story about the new Beverly Hills Night. But for a minute, I was like, good for him, man.
He's been hurting for
he's
work.
He's earned this. Yeah, alongside Idris Elba and Taylor Swift.
He was not able to break out of the David Silver,
Poor guy. Anyway, check that out at Y98.
I wonder if Dame Judi Dench is going to be the Betty Buckley character.
I know absolutely nothing about the musical.
The old cat. Maybe.
Sings Memory.
Decent guess.
I don't know anything about
it.
I don't care for cats either, as you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
They did a poll in the Hollywood Reporter, because Comic-Con just started today in San Diego. It's the big old nerd convention, but now it's turned into like every movie does a premiere there. They launch their first trailer, all kinds of announcements come out. Hollywood Reporter did a poll on the biggest fandoms. So they pulled a whole bunch of people. What do you think are the most popular fandoms? Do you know what
Star
I mean
Wars.
When I say
like
that?
Star Wars.
Harry Potter. Star Wars is number two.
Oh, yeah, Harry Potter. Yeah. Oh,
Harry Potter is four. Star Trek is five.
Marvel.
Oh, the Marvel Universe is number one.
And DC.
DC is number three.
Mm.
Lord of the Rings, The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Pokemon, Doctor Who, and Fortnite all made the list. That's crazy about Fortnite. It's just a video game right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure other stuff will come of it.
Well, I think Kevin also posted a Conan O'Brien piece because he's going to be doing a show from Comic-Con.
It's really cool. He does like an Into the Spider-Verse type thing. I really enjoy Conan,
and he's great.
He does that. I think it's like his like third or fourth time broadcasting his show from Comic-Con.
That's cool. Speaking of the Pokemon fandom, Detective Pikachu is now the highest grossing video game movie of all time. That's crazy. Not a lot of them do really well.
I haven't heard a lot of talk about it at all.
A lot of them bomb. Well, I mean, it's a kids movie, but Ryan Reynolds was the voice, and it did really, really well. But even at number two, Lara Croft Tomb Raider, which I think no one thinks that was like a huge hit by any means.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of competition is what I'm saying. Angry Birds is up there. Rampage, which was a terrible movie. Prince of Persia, which was a bomb, but it still is number five. I guess there was another Pokemon movie that did okay. Mortal Kombat. Obviously, we all remember that one. That's at number seven.
What's the one that has... It's the...
Kevin James and Adam Sandler. I saw that at the theater.
I now pronounce you...
it's the... Pixels.
Pixels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that movie.
I still have never seen it. What's his name's in it?
Josh Gad.
No, oh, yeah.
Peter...
Dinklage.
Oh,
Peter
that's
Dinklage.
Right.
Yeah. I kept doing that.
I know.
Implying that he was short. Man, this is crazy. Metallica played a show in Finland Tuesday night to a crowd of 55,000 people, which is 1% of Finland's population.
What?
That's crazy.
Yes.
And they even played a song in Finnish. Bassist Robert Trujillo sang a song in Finnish. Everywhere they go, they do something local. I think when they were here, they might have played a little Johnny B. Goode or something.
Kind of like all the artists that come through St. Louis now do Gloria.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
Wonder if 10,000
for the rest of my life.
Wonder if 10,000 maniacs are going to bust out some Gloria tonight.
If they don't, I will. I'll do whatever I can do. The wildly tonight.
Tim opening up for 10,000 maniacs this evening.
It's going to be interesting. So it's a show with 10,001 maniacs. Katy Perry explains why she made peace with Taylor Swift. They had a feud forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. We talked about Katy Perry and Schmig yesterday. She's into enemas. Did you know that, Paige?
No, but I want to learn more.
She said she's very healthy. She strongly recommends it. They literally clear all the blank out of you.
Just drink coffee.
Okay.
All right.
That's what Paige does.
When asked why they finally made... Whatever. When they finally made up, Katy Perry said that she made peace with Taylor Swift because she realized how much they have in common and that they should celebrate their commonality and their friendship and be able to be there for each other.
I think it's also just growing up and realizing it's dumb stuff that you think you're mad about when you're, you know, younger.
Right. Also that Taylor Swift runs the world.
Yes,
that if you want any kind of career, you should probably
Good point.
Kiss the ring a little bit, which I totally get. Lots more Schmig we didn't get to. You can check it out at Y98.com. Also, download the Schmig podcast and the Courtney and Company podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Just type in Courtney and Company. You will find.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. 33 years ago, in 1986, this movie starring Sigourney Weaver was released.
Aliens.
Yes, Aliens.
The second one, right?
Yep.
Oh, it is?
Alien and Aliens.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, aliens was the second one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not as exciting, so.
Yeah, but that was actually a bigger hit than Alien.
Well, and because then, Alien was one of those movies that got a lot of talk.
And I think, actually, Sigourney Weaver might have gotten an Oscar nomination for playing Ripley for that.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
And then 27 years ago, in 1992, Whitney Houston married Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
All right, happy birthday if you're celebrating today. Happy birthday to my friend Amy, who was at the Courtney and Company day off at the ballpark. But how old
is... Let's see, how old is Amy?
I don't know how old she's getting, but she wasn't sweating it.
Yeah.
Okay. How old's Ben Diesel?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I have to say that new Fast and Furious movie looks pretty good.
It looks so good. I've never even seen a Fast and Furious movie.
I saw a preview for it, and there's something about those two together.
Agreed.
With The Rock and
Jason Statham.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I've seen the commercials. I'm like, I kind of want to see that.
I think he's older than you think.
47?
I think he's even older than that. Is he like 52?
He's 52.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
Both of these guys are celebrating a birthday today.
Same age?
Yes.
Okay.
Joe Torre and Hotel's own James Brolin.
Oh, boy.
And married to Barbara Streisand. Joe Torre, the manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Manager, broadcaster, mm-hmm. MLB official, player, Hall of Famer.
Played for all the around great guy.
All around great guy. He played for the Redbirds and
he
managed them.
He was an MVP. He was a Cardinal, I believe.
That's crazy, yeah.
79.
I want to say 76.
Kevin's right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I was going to say 79. Yeah,
I was going to say.
I went as a betting day.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, Kristen Bell. If you follow her on Instagram, she was vacationing in Michigan.
Yep.
Lived in St. Louis for a while.
She did?
Yeah. Her dad worked at Channel 4 back in the day.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
You didn't know that?
No.
What's his name?
Mr. Bell.
Was he on air?
No, I think he was like a news director or something like that. Maybe assistant news director, something like that.
Well, how old is she?
39.
39! Yeah!
Got all of them. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'll get to play someday.
Poor Lance. Poor Lance. You do your one on your own.
Okay.
How old is Ricky Skaggs?
Ricky Skaggs. He's less than 100.
Yes.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Ricky Skaggs. He's 57.
He's 65. He's aging well, according to you.
Is.
You haven't seen him in a while.
No,
I'm sure.
I have not. And you could probably say, name two Ricky Skaggs songs, and I would be 0 for 2.
Right?
But he's a country guy.
Yes, he is.
As I understand, a pretty good banjo picker,
Banjo fiddler.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Learned how to, taught himself to play mandolin at age 3.
Yeah, Ricky Skaggs just doesn't get enough credit.
He doesn't get enough talk on radio
stations. Nobody's talking about Ricky Skaggs anymore. Find a horse
and cart. I'm
just a country boy, country
boy. All right, that's enough of this. Let's get to the track.
I have actually heard that song.
I have never heard that song.
I would know what, know what it's called. Is it Country Boy at Heart?
Country Boy.
Huh? Country Boy.
All right. Well, here's Lance.
Okay. If you're still... Baby, my baby, come on, come on, baby. I'm in love with your body.
Shape of You. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and hopefully you'll join us tomorrow for our second stop in our diner and donut tour. That we are going to be in Crestwood at the Barn. T-shirts, lots of t-shirts, but last week was crazy. We ran out by 7.
We'll have more tomorrow.
Yes, we'll have
than
more
than we did last week.
Oh, we will?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We're going to front load this thing.
Sorry to the...
We got some new ones coming in, we think.
To locations 7 and 8.
No, we may have
2.
I think the other ones will come in.
Yeah, so we're going to be at the Barn having some delicious... I could use some diner food today.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, after all day being out in the sun, I may have had a Michelob Ultra or two.
Did you? One or two?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Maybe, possibly. You know, I brought... You know, you noticed when I was at the Courtney and Company at the ballpark, I always bring a koozie of my own.
Yeah.
I'm a thinker. And a drinker. Okay, so you know that Area 51 thing? Like, Storm Area 51, they can't stop all of us.
Yeah,
that event that was created on Facebook. Well, no one knew who started this. And obviously, the person that started it was supposed to be, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You know? He said he finally came forward, the guy. His name's Matty Roberts. And he said, I posted it on June 27th. It was kind of a joke. And then I waited for like 3 days, like 40 people. And then it took off out of nowhere. I couldn't believe it. So now the Air Force has weighed in on it, saying this is a terrible idea. All these people have signed on to storm it. So they don't know what's going to happen.
Somebody's going. You know it.
No doubt about it.
Not even, you know, because they want answers, but just to latch on to the viral sensation and try to, you know, keep the story going.
Well, if you want to book your tickets, September 20th is the date if you need to fly out to Nevada.
Okay.
3 a.m. is the time that they're gathering.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they can't stop us all.
Yeah, even if they know we're coming. Because we RSVP'd on the internet.
Right. And because of that now, there's two stories based on that. Now another event has been started on Facebook, and it is storm the Bermuda Triangle. It can't swallow all of us. I don't know when that event is.
That one I can see being a little trickier.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that's a little tougher. Oh, yeah. October 1st.
Okay.
40,000 people have signed on.
So if you storm one, you've got time to recover before you storm the other.
And then finally, more Area 51 stuff. Because of all this Area 51 talk, it has led to a surge in popularity for alien porn.
Oh, boy.
I didn't even know that was something. But the number of searches for Area 51 movies, that variety of movies, is up 58,000% since
Whoa.
A week ago.
Oh, my God.
Independence Day, I don't know if that does it for you, but that you can find that more easily than searching this weird... Yeah, there's something for everyone.
Avril Lavigne on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show, winding things down in the studio before we broadcast from the barn at Crestwood tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the Diner
yeah.
Donut Tour. We're coming to Crestwood tomorrow. We're coming to all kinds of different places. Y98.com/donuts. Find out when we'll be near you.
Yeah, and we'll let you know in just a few minutes of the things that you can expect tomorrow from Crestwood for our live broadcast. All right, I've had this story now for a few days, and this is a segment I like to call gross. I have a couple grody stories. Grody. I have nowhere to put this story, but this story makes me laugh. So there's a strip club in Toledo, Ohio. Scarlett's Cabaret. I know it's pronounced cabaret. And they're refurnishing it. So they're...
yeah?
Giving away all of their old couches.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Oh, yes. The couches that were in the club and in the back rooms where stuff happens. They listed the couches on Facebook Marketplace and added a note.
Oh, boy.
Warning. May have stains. Use at your own risk.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, though, if they're the couches I'm thinking of from Scarlett's Cabaret in Toledo, some of them are pretty nice.
Here's the worst part. Well, that's not the worst part, but it's another addition to bad couches. They had a fire last month.
Same place?
Same place.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
So even if you're like, I'll get over the stains and whatever.
There's some smoke damage.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be, you have to really be hard up to get these stripper couches.
You gotta love couches.
For your she shed.
Oh,
there was always this joke at the very first radio station I worked at about this couch that was in the lot, like kind of like the jock area,
mm-hmm.
about, ew, don't sit on that couch.
Mm-hmm.
Like guests would come in and I'm like, no, don't sit there, sit over there. Because nobody knew what that couch was, had been there a while.
Oh.
And that's when radio people were, like, hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, people thought they were...
Like
a radio person, I don't care what they look like, they're cool.
Oh, right. Not the case anymore?
You know what I mean. Nobody cares about us.
What?
We don't have quite the status we used to.
I got into the game too late.
I know you did. And then the other gross story of the day. A guy in Kentucky went to an optometrist because he had something stuck in his eye.
I saw this. Oh. Go ahead.
A tick.
Ugh.
How does that, it has to be like your sleep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.